What's up, everyone? Howard Pinsky here, taking a look at one of the smaller additions to Adobe Photoshop CC 2015, and that's the ability to automatically fill your panoramas with content-aware after it's finished stitching. So let's hop into Photoshop and let me show you how this works. All right, here I am in Adobe Photoshop CC 2015, and we are going to stitch together a panorama. Now, the process is almost identical to how it used to be in CC 2014 and even before that. Head up to the File menu, down to Automate, and choose Photo Merge right at the bottom. Now, in this window here, I'm going to click on the Browse button to look for the files that are part of my panorama. Of course, if you're using Bridge, you can bring those files directly into Photoshop, or if you're using Lightroom, panorama stitching is built directly into the application now. So I'm going to select all of these files, press Open at the bottom. Now, the big change you want to be aware of is right at the bottom of this window, there's a new checkbox, Content-Aware Fill Transparent Areas. And I'm going to show you exactly what that means when the process is finished. But if you've ever stitched together panoramas before, you usually have this big transparent area surrounding the image, which you either have to crop out or use some healing technology to fill in. But now, as part of Photoshop CC 2015, it will do that content-aware filling automatically for you. And as you can see here, the panorama has been stitched together and Photoshop has automatically filled in the transparent areas. You can see that there's a selection going around this document. That indicates the areas that were once transparent. And if I hide this top layer, here's what it would typically look like after a panorama has been stitched together in previous versions. But now Photoshop has gone ahead and stitched in those areas and magically filled in the missing bits. And you can see this especially at the bottom. Photoshop has added parts of the handrail that never existed before. And of course, it added parts of the sky and the clouds as well. So no longer do you have to crop out the missing parts of your image. Photoshop deals with that automatically. Now, just to finish up, because I'm loving the new dehaze adjustment within Camera Raw, I'm going to go ahead and convert this layer into a smart object. Head back up to the filter menu, down to Camera Raw Filter. I'm going to hop into the Effects tab, and I'm going to simply drag the dehaze slider to the right to get rid of some of that haze. Head back to the basic adjustments and make some final tweaks to get the exact result that I'm looking for. And that will do it. I hope you guys are enjoying the new updates to Adobe Photoshop CC 2015 and all the other Creative Cloud apps that just received updates. If you're a Creative Cloud member, the updates are available to you right now. And if you're looking to learn any of these applications, from Photoshop to After Effects to Illustrator, from start to finish, beginner to advanced, head on over to lynda.com/Howard. I'm hooking you guys up with a 10-day completely free trial. You can watch thousands upon thousands of videos from some of the world's best instructors. And I guarantee you, from personal experience, you will learn a ton. I've been using Lynda for about 4 years now, and I've learned so much, not just in Photoshop, but Microsoft Excel. I learned on lynda.com. Believe it or not, I did. So head on over to lynda.com/Howard, sign up for your 10-day free trial, and I'll see you guys in my next video. Take care. Now take a look at what happens as I start sliding it to the right. Photoshop starts to magically remove a lot of the haze from the photo. And it doesn't just remove the heavy haze. It also starts to remove some of the light haze as well.